From the right,
I'm Mark Harr.
And from the left, I'm Peter.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation.
Everything is bad.
Well, what drives me nuts, Pete, is that everything doesn't need to be bad.
Oh, I know.
It drives me crazy.
I remember casting a vote for everything not to be bad back in November.
Oh, I'm
a thousand years ago.
Yes, because if Hillary were president, everything would just be hunky-dory.
Well, certain things we wouldn't have to contend with, being on the brink of nuclear war, having to be distracted from the main news cycle from bullshit reasons
that is true. I agree.
Protests against the flag. Yeah, it might be a little bit more relaxing. There still might be bad things in the world, but we might just be a little bit less exhausted.
Yes, what's really surprising me, and I think this is something that both left and right can get behind, is how Facebook, Twitter, Google, this is all coming out.
I don't care about this.
They're complicit in spreading misinformation, which is true. Through Russia, which it's truly insane.
Well,
it's truly
I don't run a big giant technology corporation, so I'm not saying they should be completely absolved of responsibility. I am saying I think we're a little quick to judge since we're in a little bit of a new era.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's very liberal of you to think that somehow Silicon Valley can get us all out of this. You did own a tech company.
That's certainly not what I said.
Well, it's what you implied.
I don't think so. I'm not sure that you could follow the intellectual strain of the conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, your ideas are so huge I can't follow
them. That's not what I said either.
So
Boy, you did own a fucking moron.
You did have a tech company for a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what happened to that? This was during
I sold it to Mark Zuckerberg. He told me he was going to do bad things with it, and I said, take it.
Well, yeah, you just sold it to him.
Yeah.
What exactly? So this was during the
pandemic. I needed a boat.
You needed a boat.
I wanted a boat.
So you wanted a boat, and that's why you sold it.
Yeah.
So now, I don't want to bring up embarrassing things, but tell the listeners what your tech company did. This was, I'm surprised that he bought it, but.
Why don't you tell him?
Okay. Well, so Pete had this idea for a place that would come and give you massages no matter where you were at.
Yes, it was named after my favorite character from the Austin Powers movies, Top Secret Massage.
And the fact they just called it Top Secret Massage.
They called it Top Secret Massage.
So he started.
First I tried to really push hard for it to be called Top Secret Massage, but I know it's problematic.
So. Well, yeah, a little bit. But so people assumed that this was some sort of like rub and tug situation.
Yes, but it was just actual massages.
But people were asking your masseuses.
Yeah.
And you were a masseuse for a while as
well,
because you were getting things started up.
Yeah.
But then Zuckerberg actually bought this from you.
Yeah, I gave him a massage, and then he said, let me buy this app.
He loved the massage so much.
He loved the massage so much, yeah.
Now, what was his body like? Because he seems like he's very small.
A lot of moles.
A lot of moles on Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
A lot of moles?
Don't you think?
I wouldn't know. I mean, he seems so smooth from his face and arms.
I don't remember. He seems the same as anyone.
As anyone's body?
Yeah.
Well, you were able to buy a boat off of this.
I did, yeah.
I'm just amazed that Facebook sort of buys up companies. They bought up like Oculus Rift because they want us to all have virtual reality on our faces.
Sure.
To just suck things up.
Yeah.
That's
Facebook
true.
Is bad. I've been saying it on the show the entire time we've been doing it.
So
you're the one who likes it.
So now here's a thing that I think we should talk about.
Yeah.
Is these protests that are going on mm-hmm. with the American flag. And
I'm already exhausted by having to talk about this.
Now, we have an expert, though, coming in, so we can really get into the nitty-gritty about
Wait,
free
who's
speech.
The expert? I was out last week. Who do we book?
We have someone named—
Constitutional scholar?
No, he's someone who sang. I paid him to sing the national anthem and patriotic songs when I was at Politicon.
What?
I paid him in food tickets.
I heard what you said. That's not why I said what.
Well, but he's here and he's going to talk. Because he's an artist, and sometimes we have to go to the artists if we want to find a way forward. The artists sometimes have the best ideas.
I really hope you're not including yourself in that group.
I consider myself an artist.
I know you do, but you lack any discernible talent. You're not included in that group.
Yes, but there's a lot of people that don't seem like they're going to be great artists and then all of a sudden create, Jackson Pollock or something.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about Jackson Pollock.
Whenever I stand in front of a Pollock, I'm always like, this is wonderful.
Seems good.
Yeah. It's very good.
I like that movie.
Yeah. So, we're going to have a robust discussion about the Star Spangled Banner and whether or not people should stand.
I'll do everything I can not to have that discussion.
It's going
to
be robust.
Because it's not actually a discussion we need to have.
It's an important discussion.
You're allowed to act however you want as long as you're not burning the flag.
Right. Fine. And I know that the Department of Defense pays a lot of money for the beginning of NFL games to have everything out there and stuff, the pageantry. They pay a lot of money for it.
Which you should like, I think, right?
Well, I do love our military might. But
there you go.
But I think it should be organic. I think it should be an organic display of it. Just all of a sudden, a bunch of military guys are like, hey, why don't we take the planes over to Kansas City and show them off?
Terrific.
Just like, you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Sure.
Should be organic.
Great.
Like, just let's take these missiles out and roll them through the streets of New York.
All right, let's just get this guy in here. He's got his face pressed up against the glass.
All right, we have, coming in, we have Miguel Wargo when we return.
Let's sit comfortable.
Now, Pete, one of the biggest controversies in the history of our country, I would say, maybe humankind, is the respect that one should or should not give at the beginning of football games.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, you know, it's one of the biggest controversies
it's
in the history.
It's not a big controversy. They're not turning their backs on the flag. I don't understand.
Well, I see, I actually am all for people. I'm a free speech guy. I believe in the First Amendment. I believe
you're not a free speech guy.
I'm a huge free speech guy. I think you should be able to kneel before the flag. I think you should be able to salute the flag.
Seems inconsistent with your point of view.
I've always said that people should do.
Seems really inconsistent.
But there's a lot of different ways that you can love the flag, just like there's a lot of different ways that you can love a woman.
Okay. What point are you making?
My point is that we have robust dialogue here. We call this the free speech zone.
We don't.
We've always called this the free speech zone.
We don't.
And once you've stepped into the free speech zone, you know, things
this
can
is
get
like
heated.
The no spin zone, is that how you're positioning it?
Well, technically,
theoretically,
that's up for grabs now. That O'Reilly's.
You think Bill O'Reilly's think we could grab it?
You can grab it.
We could be the no spin zone.
We're the free speech zone.
That's different.
So here in the free speech zone, we have brought in someone that has a strong view about the Star Spangled Banner. He was on our live show at Politicon, which you were not at, Pete. You were not at Politicon.
Yeah.
And Politicon, of course, is where all the great political thinkers come together. Roger Stone, Tommy Lauren, all the real people, noble individuals that are not just living off America's carcass.
You get to the point.
Look, we have in here, we have Miguel Wargo.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, and now, Miguel,
Miguel. I salute you.
Miguel.
Thank you so much for being here.
It is a lifelong honor to be in a warm studio.
Oh, a warm studio.
What do you mean by that? Is it because you want to be in a studio or have you only been in cold studios?
Both. I have been tricked into being told I am recording in a studio and have been beaten into near death multiple times.
Wait a minute.
When I've woken up, no belongings, I bring.
So you've been taken advantage of by a lot of sound engineers.
There are people at least saying, yes, they are sound engineers. And they steal. One thing I keep close to my heart is pictures of my family, and they have stolen even that. So
why would they want to take that? Why would they want pictures of
you? I don't know, but now I only have drew a picture of my family, and this is my mother.
It's very rudimentary. It's stick figures.
Wow, is that a scar?
She has a scar from a similar beating.
That actually happened to her, too.
I thought that was an extra arm. It's very, very rudimentary.
No, you're looking at the scar, and you are looking at the extra arm. Because we did live near.
This is like one of those things that if you look, it's a beautiful woman or a witch.
But in this case, it's both a beautiful woman and a witch.
Very conflicted relationship with your mother.
No, I'm not saying she is that. I'm saying in this, using that as a metaphor or analogy.
Oh, it's both.
In this case, it is both.
It is
a scar, and she had an extra because we live near a nuclear dump site.
Oh, like Blinky, right? From The Simpsons.
Oh, yes. That is a very, I've heard of the TV show The Simpsons.
Yeah, I've not seen an episode. It's been on for, is it 25 years now?
I've heard it only gets better with age.
Yeah, it's a lot of
episodes. That is one thing everyone agrees.
We all agree that when you switch on FXX and you get an episode of The Simpsons that is super clear, HD, and they're referencing like Radiohead and stuff, you're like, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Radiohead is, but yes, I
agree. Oh, so where mostly have you spent your time?
My time.
Yeah, as a musician.
As a musician.
Are you a traveling musician?
All over. I have spent time in New York City. I've basically made my way all across this great nation, so I believe that I am one who can speak to and sing the best of the nation. I've been to New York and New Jersey.
You mentioned that.
I have been to New York and New Jersey. I've been to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I have also been to Connecticut.
It's all mid-Atlantic so far.
So I've been in the tri-state area, more or less. And then I have also been to, say, how do you say, Michigan? Okay. I've also,
yeah,
how do
getting
you say?
Over a little western.
How do you say?
You say Michigan.
How
yeah.
do you say?
You say Michigan.
Michigan.
You said it right.
How do you say?
Michigan.
Michigan.
How do you, and,
you said it right immediately.
How do you say Wisconsin?
Your English is perfect.
Okay. And then how do you say, I've been to Idaho? How do you say I've been to?
These are all correct.
Please stop saying how do you say?
How do you say? I also have gone into southern New Mexico. How do you say? I live for a long time in Reno, Nevada. How do you say Texas?
Texas.
Yeah, that's it.
These are all correct.
Yeah.
So you've been to many, many states.
Many, many
just
states.
Traveling, sort
traveling,
of
traveling,
and yes. and being paid for your music.
No.
Well, how are you surviving?
Yeah. Oh, yes. That is very interesting. The kindness of American people.
Yeah. And we gave you a food ticket at Politicon.
What is a food
ticket? It was a ticket to go to one of the food trucks.
I don't care.
And the line was
that.
Too long.
Somebody.
The line was too long. No one was able to eat their food.
I waited in line for an hour and a half for how do you say, gordita? And
gordita.
And someone, I got to the front of the line. Someone stole my ticket.
What?
I went up. I explained it to the owner.
It's the pettiest crime of all time.
I know.
Another term, petty crime.
I bow my head to the biggest petty crime.
What's that?
The death of Tom Petty this weekend. He was a American.
That is true.
Oh, my
God. I was so sad about it. And then he was, because he died.
That is a petty crime.
It was sad.
It was a petty crime and then a crime by the American false fake media.
Yeah. And well,
he died
and then it turns out that he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, RIP. And it's like, everyone stop. He's not dead. But people kept RIPing. But then he died.
Sort of all day they did.
All day.
His Wikipedia was updated very quickly.
Yeah. Because it doesn't matter.
Yesterday is the day he died.
We're at a point where no one, even smart people, don't check their sources.
Speech.
Even great. Smart people.
So you sang the Star Spangled Banner for us.
Me, Miguel Wargo.
Me, Miguel.
No, me.
Miguel.
Me, Miguel Wargo.
Yeah. For our listeners, he was pointing to himself
yeah.
like a sketch character.
Yeah, right? and
children's me? Sketch character.
Me?
Yeah.
Miguel Wargo.
Because Pete wasn't asking my name.
No.
So, you sang Star Spangled Banner for us, and that's why we wanted to have you talk about the controversy. Did you sing Star Spangled?
I may have sang. I sang many patriotic songs, including and perhaps maybe.
Perhaps maybe we'll have to go back and listen to the tape. Yes. But so,
everyone's fine.
And you have sang the Star Spangled Banner at all sorts
numerous amateur occasions.
Amateur occasions. So
what do you mean amateur occasions? Do you mean only sports, or are there other amateur occasions?
Amateur
that you,
sports. Uh-huh. I'm talking.
That's a concept everyone knows. Are there other amateur
Muay Thai competition?
It's also a sport.
A sport. That's where people. That is a fighting.
An amateur fish fry. an unofficial amateur.
What do you mean? What is
fish
it?
Fry?
Are there
what is amateur
fish?
About it? Just kids.
It was mostly children and elderly. We're fishing. Not fishing. Cooking fish, cod, mostly cod. And the cod also seemed like it wasn't FDA approved or something.
Oh, wait. So it's
fresh caught, maybe. Where was that?
Definitely
New Jersey?
Definitely not. That was in, how do you say, Wisconsin.
Oh, that was in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Did you eat any of this fish?
Well,
any of
Wisconsin cod? Can fucking choke on it.
Yeah, I did eat it, and very, very bad, painful. Foamy vomit, how do you say? Foamy vomit?
I think that's, I don't know if there's a
your
specific
English
term.
Is honestly so good. It's better than Mark's.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so how do you say foamy vomit?
Foamy vomit. Foamy I don't know if there's another word for it.
So how do you say?
How would I say that?
Foamy. No, that's foamy. Not a question. That's how I end some sentences.
Yeah.
How,
okay.
do you say?
How do you say? So, all right. So singing the Star Spangled Banner, what kind of reception do you usually get from people, from Americans? Do they stand? Do they sit? Do they put their hands over their heart?
Who's engaging you to do that?
Yeah.
Very interesting question. For me, one of the things I do is I see a public event. Anytime I see a gathering of 6 to 12 people or more, I go up to them. I have a flag like this one.
Oh,
that is
really
wrinkled and very small.
Very small and wrinkled.
This is from a very delicious Chili's in the tri-state area.
I love Chili's.
Chili's is always a lot of fun.
This is
they redid their song. Did you see that?
No, I don't.
They just redid their Baby Back Ribs song. It's awful.
But the original one is so beautiful.
It's so good.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. And Chili's Baby Back Ribs. I want my Chili's Baby Back Ribs.
Now, so an almost totally different song.
How do you improve upon perfection?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we improve upon that.
That's a question people have been asking for years.
Now, let's get into some songs. Let's sing some American songs.
First of all, when I just wanted to say I was about to sing a song. You stand it before the flag. Uh-huh. The only Neil I want in front of my flag is Neil Patrick Harris. Good performer.
What is your favorite of his work?
Oh, all of his cameos in the Harold and Kumar movies. The way that he flipped the perception, because we know he is a confident gay man, and now he's being vulgar to women, talking about blowjobs and doing cocaine. That is very funny.
Yes. Did you see him play Mark
and Rent? To some people, it is very funny.
Mark and Rent. No.
Ugh. Rent is a joke.
Rent is so good. It really captures that.
Why does anyone like that?
It's a wonderful show. It really
I've
opened
got
my
500,
eyes.
500, 2500, 600 minutes. How many minutes can you measure a year? Thank you.
Very good.
So,
very good.
No one said anything.
So I have.
And you said thank you.
Now, I have a number of songs I can sing from the American Songbook.
Okay.
Okay.
As defined by?
Me.
Okay. Well, now, Miguel.
Rod Stewart.
I
love Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. I once saw someone who looked exactly like him on an Amtrak train.
Oh, I believe that. He looks a little like any kind of older man or woman could look a little like
Trying
Rod Stewart.
Trying to do a man little or something woman, with their hair.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just a little bit shaggy. Yes, yeah. Yes. He looks a little like certain dogs, too.
This is real. I did see him coming out of a bar.
Oh.
And I believe he was watching a soccer game, a professional soccer game.
Oh. Have you ever sang at a professional soccer game?
I would kill to do that.
Do you feel like you have the capacity to kill?
Yes. In terms of strength, perhaps not. But in terms of will, yes.
Yeah, your arms are very noodly.
Noodly, yes. That's how the doctors define them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you want our listeners to do as they listen to this patriotic song? Because we want this, again, we're in this free speech zone, and we want this to be a real discussion among the people. How should they react to this?
First of all, no matter what, when I sing, I want to—
You can feel however you want. No one has to react anyway.
Exactly. And I want to start the dialogue. But at the same time, if you are driving, pull over the car.
Okay, if you're driving and listening to this radio show,
because you believe
this
will be so arresting, it will cause accidents.
And out of respect, but yes, it is beautiful. You might zone out.
So please pull over if you're driving. A.
Don't
if
you are, zone out.
If you are running or jogging,
what's the difference?
Jogging is more looser and slower.
Okay.
Your jog can turn into a run or vice versa. But always
not a bad point.
If you're running on concrete, try to run on the road. The asphalt is softer.
Oh, okay.
For your knees. For your
knees.
That's
good to know.
If you're running or jogging while listening, run faster and salute everyone you see.
But they can't hear it because it's in your earphones.
They will understand. Because of the
sort of
pure
psychic connection between
people. Exactly. They
people
will understand. It's a matter of respect.
So if you're driving, everyone, listeners, pull over.
And get out of your car and salute every car that passes.
And if you're jogging, run faster and salute everyone you see.
Yes.
And then. But what if you're running fast?
Slow down. Out of respect. Yeah. And it's all about dialogue.
Okay. So jogging, go faster. Running fast, slow down.
And if you're at work and you're listening, sing along. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stirred. He's loosed the fatal lighting of his terrible swift sword. His truth is munching on. Everyone. Not you, but at home, if you're listening, if driving, pull over. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is my
oh, wow.
Wow.
That was tremendous.
That was wonderful.
The end of it was so sexual and almost transitioning wow. into being a baby.
Yeah. So, and that was amazing because it really brought me back to the Civil War. It yes. brought me back to Lincoln
oh, I
and unity.
You'd love to go back to the Civil
wow.
War.
Wow. What, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was very nice.
Now, have you ever performed at one of those, like, where you have someone dressed up like Lincoln doing an impersonation?
Oh,
or
a reenactor.
Yes. Yeah, so I
that
do.
That is the lowest common denominator of people.
So,
Hal Holbrook.
Oh, he's terrific.
He's wonderful.
Did you ever
everyone
see
else?
Into the Wild?
Into No.
Yeah, he's the little boy. He's the old man that Emil
into
Hirsch
the wild,
tries to make
into
his dad.
Into the Wild, let's go Into the Wild. Is that what I'm thinking?
No, I don't think
you're
so.
Of Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
little
don't
Red
do that.
Riding Hood running into the wild.
Is that what happens in Into the Woods?
Yes.
That does actually happen in
Little
into
Red
the
Riding Hood is there?
Meryl Streep, Meryl Streep, witchy Meryl Streep.
Oh, my God. Your fingers are even noodlier than your arms.
Yes. Now,
so you have been involved in some reenactment.
I wish yes, we could yes. make a poster of Miguel doing witchy Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, Meryl Streep, witchy Meryl Streep. James Corden. Because he was
no,
also
in it. Was he in it? No. James yes, Corden. Was I was so happy when he hugged Sean Spicer and kissed him on the cheek.
I yeah. was...
He's
I,
a pass before that.
I don't have TV or radio, but I heard through the hobo grapevine that...
Wait a minute. You really buried the lead.
What?
The hobo
You're
grapevine?
You're a homeless person.
Well, I mean, in certain ways... No, America is my home. I'm always under the shelter of America. Yeah. So.
Okay. Hobo Grapevine.
Hobo Grapevine, that he kissed Sean Spicer. I think everybody in America deserves second, third, fourth chance.
Yeah, right away.
Yes.
Immediately.
Right away. Not even an apology tour. Just go straight to
Just go straight to everyone applauding you.
Yes. Yeah. So beautiful.
It's amazing. So tell us about this reenactment before we go to
so
a commercial.
So it was a Halloween party, and
costume?
No, in an alleyway. Mm-hmm. And I heard the party, and I heard, this is the mash. This is the monster mash.
The best part of any Halloween party.
So I rushed over, and I thought, candy, because I need to eat.
Yeah.
And I was stealing candy, and I saw a mummy. And next to a mummy, I saw a...
A mummy or a mommy?
A mummy. And I...
Fair enough.
And I... Then I saw President Lincoln, and then I saw someone dressed in a Confederate garb, and then I saw this actually happened. I witnessed this at a place in a party in Brooklyn. I saw a white man dressed as a black basketball player with brown face paint on.
Wow.
That is absolutely real.
Wow.
That is a real thing that actually happened.
Wow.
And it's sparked interesting conversations at
people
the party.
Keep dialogue going.
Yes, keep the dialogue going.
Keep the dialogue
that
going.
Is unconscionable, of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have comments on it and...
Who was the person? You don't have to name the name.
I don't
but
know
like,
who they were.
What kind of person are we talking about? Defensive over that costume or no? Like, hey, man, I'm just Dwayne Wade.
Not understanding how being a generic basketball player.
Oh, so they weren't even a specific,
regular,
they were a generic basketball player?
Oh, my God, it's even more problematic than initially.
I don't see the problem.
Oh, wow. Oh, well,
that's
right.
Something I really experienced on my travels in America.
Wow, you should really
this
write.
This country... Just a tapestry of interesting people.
It's a lot.
So,
so I saw the Confederate, and I sang the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Well,
and
that
I
does not quite a reenactment.
Did you get candy?
It's quite a reenactment.
Can we backtrack for a minute?
Because
you said, I needed to eat,
yes.
So I saw candy. Do you mostly eat candy?
Crackles have the most protein, find, at least in terms of keeping me going throughout
crackles
the day.
Crackles are disgusting.
Crackles,
they got a nice little crackle
they got. And if you can find a major size crackle, not a mini, oh, you're in
oh my God,
Miguel?
Major size.
All right, Miguel, we gotta go to a commercial, but when we come back, I want to get more into the politics. When all of the cowboys knelt, how did you, we'll have to talk about that when we get
there. Who cares? Let's talk about major size candy.
We are back. with Miguel Wargo, a singer of the Star Spangled Banner who is here to talk to us about the controversy surrounding it.
So much controversy.
Oh, is that why he's here?
That's why he's here.
Terrific.
So much controversy. Yeah. So little time.
Now, brought in a real authority.
Yeah. We did lose a true American treasure, and it made me sad. We lost Tom Petty Monday.
Honestly, such a great performer. His greatest hits, hit after hit. Some albums you say, oh, that's the greatest hit album, and you go, track 11, I've never heard this song.
Yeah.
He's one.
All the way through.
All the way
all
through.
All the way through.
All the way through.
Oh, was that your Tom Petty?
No, that is my voice.
Oh, that is just that you talk. Was there any Tom Petty that you wanted to sing?
It would be my honor. Mm-hmm. Tom Petty, because I live in Los Angeles.
You're here in Los Angeles.
I'm here.
Is your whole family with you?
You have a family?
In photographs, yes, they are. But
they stay.
They don't fully support me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because I cost a lot of money.
You cost a lot of money? Pet? Like doing what, taking, for music lessons?
Taking care of me. Expensive habits. And
A lot of like singers do like lozenges.
Constant
and
broken bones and the voice lessons. Yes.
Oh, you're breaking your bones. Wait, constant breaking bones, you fall down a lot?
I fall down, people beat me up.
A lot of assault.
Yeah, and when you don't reset the bones correctly,
can I see your leg? Yeah. Is that like straight?
Sure, which one? This one?
The one that's not straight, yeah, the one that's near me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, that is, this is, right now, this is a good week for that leg.
Wow.
I'm putting most of my weight on that leg this week.
So. Did you want to sing any Tom Petty?
Oh, my God. Please. And such a great performer. And I won't be doing the song.
Of course.
I think all of my renditions are on, but this, I hope, fits somewhere in there. I just want to. Ding 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 ding. She was raised on promises.
Oh, I see.
She didn't know how cold that night. There was little more else than waves crashing on the beach.
It started after right one in the middle.
It just seems like that's not.
No, after one desperate moment there, she pushed in the barrel now. Something that's so close, yet still so far out of reach. Oh, yeah.
I think that's good.
All right. Take it easy.
It's enough.
Make it last.
No, don't end it horny again.
It just seems like.
Please don't end all your songs horny again.
You became a college a cappella group for a while in the beginning there.
I have to apologize. I do.
The beginning was terrific. Where you started blew my mind.
Can I just.
You repeated lyrics several times. It was though you hadn't even glanced at the lyrics ever or knew them.
No, it's one of those songs you have it in your head, and then when you try to. You know, when you don't look at the karaoke thing and you think you know the lyrics and you don't, and that happened. Yeah. I apologize. No. And I have to say, I do love that song, and I just respect him, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's hard to hit
rock and roll, too. I'm used to the standards.
It's okay. Well, we'll give you a chance to make it up. We don't have to do Tom Petty
rest in peace. Really unusual.
Is there another song you want to sing, just to bounce back, a song that you know you can sing well? Because I've had that before I was playing the guitar.
Before you sing, can you let us know a favorite memory that you have with Tom Petty?
Oh, my God.
When Tom Petty was sort of the soundtrack of the moment.
There's so many good songs, it's hard to. Okay. Free Falling.
Yes, wonderful.
Everyone knows
wonderful
it.
Wonderful song.
And it is welcome almost, now at this point, it is almost a cliche to be singing it in your car.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the movie Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
You had me at hello.
I know.
But
That's very nice.
Everybody has a cliche moment where they drive around and they're inspired by that song because it's real. Beautiful.
Because it's part of our American heritage.
It really is.
Still, and he is have an American heritage. It's still there. We will find it.
And it brings
again.
It out. It does. It really does. And I was stuck in the trunk of this car, and the man who was driving the car.
Wait a minute, like
was
a coyote? Blasted.
What?
Like a coyote situation?
No. Not crossing the border. More of like, I had debts, and they had stabbed me in several places that were bordering around major organs. But
you weren't bleeding out.
They were professional enough that they knew how to
stab not to kill.
Exactly. Yeah. Take advantage of little parts of your body where they know it's painful and they can avoid a major organ you'll live and you'll be
How much money did you owe?
Those men were listening to Free Fall.
They were listening. Okay. I am in so much pain. I don't know if shock is the word.
I think in this particular case.
How do you say shock?
You're shocked. Yeah. You're disassociated.
How do you say shock?
Could you feel? You couldn't feel the pain. It was so
I
much.
I couldn't feel the pain.
And you're not bleeding out, though.
But in the moment, yes, I think I am.
Sure. How could you
How
know?
Could I know?
You're not.
I don't know if they missed. If
was
they
it dark in the trunk?
Oh my gosh, darker than dark. And I don't know if the darkness is my brain closing down.
Yes.
And I hear this song. They're blasting it, and
they're having a great time.
They're enjoying it.
Yeah.
And in my head. Because now also the movie is associated with it, and that movie is inspiring as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And the part where he punches Jay Moore, so inspiring. And
would you like to punch Jay Moore?
You said it.
Okay.
It sounds like you have a vendetta against him. I have no issues.
Now, wait a minute. So are you sure that it was playing? Because sometimes when you're in shock.
So here it is.
He's getting so close, holding both of our hands.
Yeah, our heads are very close together right now.
So the song ends, and dialogue from Jerry Maguire comes on, and then Secret Garden by Bruce Springsteen. Which is also on. I associate them for some reason.
Yes. Yeah.
And then that song ends.
Wait, are they playing the movie Jerry Maguire?
So we're almost there. This is it's coming together.
Oh my God.
So stay with me.
So close.
So,
it's like a camp.
Dear Secret Garden plays. And then one of the beautiful, funny Kyle Lipnicki from the movie.
Yes,
the little boy. Jonathan Lipnicki.
Kyle Lipnicki is his dumb brother.
He was in my sixth grade class. And he says the thing about how much the brain weighs.
Yes, but what?
So, are
they watching a DVD?
Are you just going to tell us the plot of Jerry Maguire?
So stay with me.
They're not listening to the soundtrack?
So stay with me.
Okay.
So then the song, what's that song from Top Gun?
Highway to the Danger
Highway
Zone?
Highway to the Danger Zone starts playing. Okay. This is different. So I'm listening and this is playing now. And then all of a sudden it's some dialogue from Top Gun.
Wait, are you at a Tom Cruise film festival?
So stay with me.
We're so close. It's just starting to sweat. I'm starting to sweat.
So uncomfortable. So
how do you say
we're
what
leaning
is
leaning over the studio table?
So stay with me. So then, Seeger. What's his name?
Bob Seeger.
Old time rock and roll plays. Okay, some dialogue from Risky Business is happening now.
So this is a Tom. Are they just watching Tom Cruise films? So
does someone get fingered on a train in Risky Business?
Yes. No, it's on a bus, but no, it is on a train. Okay. So that was playing, and that's in the air tonight. Is that in the air tonight?
Maybe.
But that song played, and then I heard dialogue from what's the movie with John Cusack and Ione Skye?
Say Anything.
Uh-huh. I heard dialogue from that. Stay with me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I wasn't in a trunk. I hadn't been stabbed. I'd eaten spoiled fish at an amateur fish.
In Wisconsin.
I was sick for 38 hours, sweating, shitting myself, and barfing. And I had believed I was in a trunk listening to all these Tom Cruise movies. So that's my memory of Free Fallin'.
Wow. Were you actually, were you on the couch actually watching this film?
No, I was on the street and.
So you were just shitting on the street.
Shitting. You were just hallucinating.
Can I ask a technical question? Yes. Did you fill up your pants or were you short of shitting directly onto the street?
I would assume I would have been. I probably had at that point.
Yeah.
Everything was stolen. So I was just shitting. I was naked. And shitting and barfing.
That's amazing.
It was unbelievable.
It really is.
That's not a good story. But let's bounce into another American song.
It wasn't good.
It made me uncomfortable because, you know, I'm squeamish. Sure. So in my head, if I'm hearing about defecation,
Say Anything was a surprise.
I did. Yeah, that was
such
a big surprise.
John
Maloney is in that. Frasier's dad.
Very odd. We didn't need that storyline where he's embezzling money from an old age home.
Is that what happens in Frasier?
No, not Say Anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, that made him seem like a really bad guy.
That's the Boombox movie, right?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. A Yankee Spanky Doodle Boy. My heart stopped beating with the jungle band. Born on the 4th of July. Where the strains are blue for the red, white, and blue for the simple and the brave. My heart beats blue for the red, white, and blue is the home of the free and the brave.
Wow, first non-horny one. That was great. That was just pure.
Thank you.
My heart beats blue. For the red, white, and blue.
I know, and these songs were written before many the modern age, ago, yeah. and they before didn't the even have age. Probably thesauruses.
Now, one thing that your story brought up, like there's songs that are associated with every era.
Mm,
so right now I'm watching Ken Burns' Vietnam. I recommend everyone watch it. It's brutal, but wonderful.
If I had a TV or was able to come up with an email address to sign into something.
You would sign into Hulu. Yeah.
So when I say Vietnam, we think of that time, the late 60s, early 70s. Mm. What are some of the songs that you think of that evoke?
Sure.
Those evocative songs of the age.
What are they? So that would have to be...
like Creedence Clearwater?
It would be like... Bow! I can't remember how that one goes, but give me it.
Something's happening.
Oh yeah,
around here.
Something's happening. Ooh, that's a good one. So it's like something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear here. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me.
Okay.
I got to beware. 1, 2, you've got to stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody know it's growing down.
That was objectively the best one.
That was actually very good.
Yeah, I got in that headspace.
Wow. Now let's think World War II. What are some good World War II songs?
Oh, I don't think we need to do that. We don't need to do any Wagner.
That would be like...
not German World War II songs.
It would be like... What is that song by Perry Como? It's like it would be like
Tie Me to the Moon. Oh, Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon. Let me stay among these toys. Let me be a ribbon in this silly Second World War. In other words, I love you.
In other words, for sure. I mean, that's one of the World War II standards.
That's a huge World War II standard right there.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Old FDR loved that song.
Any other errors, throw them out at me. I know songs and I love singing. I love singing.
Your earnestness is very appealing.
Absolutely. So, do you ever write your own songs?
I have and I will. Yes.
You will continue.
Yes. All right. So, what are some of the topics that you hit? Because I know that you sang a lot of patriotic songs.
It is always America is a running stream through everything I do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What, and is there any songs that you want to share with us that the people?
Sure. Yes, this is one I am working on, and
what does the U in United States stand for? It stands for you and me, of course we are. What does the S in United States stand for? Silly, it stands for states, that's what we are. What does an A in America stand for? America, 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 stand up for United States, what we stand for.
Wow. Wow. Not exactly an earwig. Not the kind of thing you're going to not be able to get out of your head, but certainly made sense.
And I want to track sort of the lyrics and how you came up with these lyrics. So what does the U stand for? You and I. Okay, that makes sense.
That nice. It's a very shorthand. That's right. Very modern.
But then the S and the A in United States of America just
stand for what they stand for.
No, S stood for silly.
Oh, silly. Oh, yes. It did stand for silly.
So it's like S, silly states is what you.
Oh, silly state. No, oh, I thought you were saying like you're silly. It stands for states.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also S starts the word silly.
Okay. And you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. So United States, you and I, silly states, America.
There are, can I sing one other?
Yeah,
no?
You can do whatever you want.
Or do you want to hear about my biography?
No. Well,
your biography, no.
Yeah, let's hear, we have just 2 minutes, so let's hear one more. Either way, can you do both? A quick biography and then a song to lead us out?
Sure. This is more without, I don't want to get too much into my past, but at the same time.
You've spoken a lot about it.
Yeah. But so I don't want to get too much into that.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, just as unrelated to my past, always trust your children when they say they were stabbed in the liver.
Okay.
And always take them immediately to the emergency room. Immediately.
Did that happen?
But I'm not saying
you cried wolf already once here about getting stabbed.
You thought you were stabbed and you weren't.
I can't say what happened, but when you are a child who is 4 years old,
very young,
and your father stabs you in the back, you have to, everybody has to believe that.
You stabbed your child?
No. Oh.
Your father stabbed you. You don't want to talk about it, but you're alluding to
your father stabbed you
right in the back, right by your kidneys.
Oh, so now you have when you get into a fever state, maybe you relive that stabbing.
When I get the fever state, then I hear a lot of movies. I hear the, did you ever see Tropic Thunder?
I did see Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that is
a little problematic if they made it today.
Yeah. It wasn't even made that long ago.
No. Yeah,
but it brought Tom Cruise back into the fold.
Yeah. We all had to defend blackface if you like that film.
Sure.
Yes, very funny.
We all had to pretend like Tom Cruise is funny.
Yeah.
He was pretty good in that.
Yeah. He did. What do you mean? He was making fun of Jewish people. That's funny.
He was making fun of Jewish people.
It's a little problematic.
A Jewish person, that's always funny. Nothing wrong with that.
But I think we can all say that Justin Theroux, great in The Leftovers. He wrote Tropic Thunder.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Hey, there's funny. Ben Stiller's funny. He's a funny man.
Ben Stiller is funny.
He's very funny.
So we have to head out. Okay.
Can I sing a song?
Yeah, one quick thing. One thing you'd like to say to everyone that is standing or sitting or kneeling during Star Spangled Banner, and then go right into the song.
If you're kneeling, stand the fuck up, man.
Oh my God.
And then kneel.
Oh, okay.
When you get back home. Motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Really?
This is America. You've given me so much opportunity. Look where I am right now. I'm in a warm studio inside with my best friends ever.
Okay. Hi.
Do you guys want to get food after?
We have to do a lot of stuff.
We have to go through our accounting books. We're getting audited.
I can wait. I know Excel.
It's all really complicated. We need a CPA.
I can learn quick.
No, that's not important.
That was fun.
I'll learn.
All right. So let's hear a song. Let's lead us out with a
this
song.
This is my favorite song with the title America.
Let us be lovers. We'll marry our mothers together. I've got some real estate in my bag.
So he bought the pack of cigarettes. Mrs. Wagner dies and walked off to look for America. How do you say we walked off to search for America? America. There's a crackle in my back pocket. Put it in my mouth.
Oh, no, he's dying. Okay,
okay. Here.
Some sort of...
Kathy, I stand as we boarded the ground.
Is he dying?
I'm not going to keep giving... Okay, I'll give you one more. Here.
Misha seems like...
Is he dying? Is he dying?
But Kathy, out of context, seemed crazy.
Kathy!
Oh, no!
Kathy!
Miguel!
Kathy!
Miguel!
Huh?
Are you okay?
Hearing what? A first name in a I song was, is really disconcerting.
Kathy?
Kathy, I'm lost. Are you okay?
Kathy? Is that you?
You keep... I'm not Kathy.
Who is Kathy?
Kathy Bates from the Dolores Claiborne movie.
She's terrific. From Disjoint.
I just... Was I in here the whole time?
The whole time.
Yeah. I thought they went to see a Dolores Claiborne Appreciation Movie Film Festival.
No.
We watched... Wait,
what would that even be like? Just watch the movie?
Yes, and homemade versions of Dolores Claiborne.
Oh, wow. Miguel, thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you
and,
so much.
And thank
much.
You for sharing your patriotic
oh
songs
God.
With
thank
us.
You. Thank you for sharing the concept, homemade versions.
Thank you yeah. so much, guys. I very much appreciate that if you drive me to the hospital.
Okay, oh. okay, to the hospital.
Yeah, we can do that.
Wow, he just kept passing out there.
He had pockets full of the same type of candy bar, and none of them were even a little bit melted.
And I feel so...
he must have been in so many cold places, they're all just a little frozen.
I feel as though we should do more for him. Because look, if you look out the window there, he's just wandering around the street. He just keeps going up to people and touching their arm. He's just going up and talking very close to them, and then they shake their head and they walk away.
I don't understand what his end goal is.
I think he's just a homeless man that loves to sing.
I mean... Yeah,
I
didn't understand. I don't get where he's going with this all.
But I do feel like I learned a lot about respect for the flag and respect for the Star Spangled Banner.
You're really reverse engineering that. What did you learn?
Well, I learned that when you're an artist, and in a way, all of America, we're all artists. We're all painting our own picture. We're all painting this tapestry of this country. That there's going to be a lot of different ways to express yourself. Sometimes it includes passing out in the middle of a song.
I wish someone would tie me to the rotator of a helicopter.
You used
Doesn't
to
make sense.
Well, yeah, you didn't you also
so that I would die.
Yeah, your company used to have that thing anymore. Where people would come and tie you up. That Japanese art of knots.
Yes, but that was a legit. I sold that one too. And I got a second boat.
Yeah, the binding company. What is that called? The Japanese art of binding.
I don't remember what we called the company.
I don't like that. My wife tried to tie me up once for sex stuff, and
called it school binders.
Yeah, and that was bad too.
Yeah,
because
we got
people,
sued.
You got sued because, and also people kept thinking you had underage people there.
Yeah, that was a real. What was that thing called? The pizza thing?
Cosmic Pizzagate.
Pizza.
Comet Pizza.
No, I remember.
Pizzagate.
yeah, that's
Comet,
exactly
Comet
what
pizza,
I was thinking.
Comet,
yeah.
Comet Pizza.
I was searching for Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was bad.
Bad.
Well.
Next week on Hard Nation, we talk to Rex Tillerson and see what it feels like to have your boss really throw you under the bus there in front of everybody.
And we talk to Sarah Huckabee Sanders about how the only thing she ever eats is stew.
That's true.
She fucking sucks.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.